Yeah, for us, it's not something new. It's not even a serious statement that we have ever heard from U.S. administration. Since the war broke out in South Sudan, U.S. has not been happy. And this is a continuous expression of unhappiness about what's happening in South Sudan. So for us, we are not surprised. We are not shocked as analysts because it's naturally that the U.S. can say that, especially when they are seeing now that the peace agreement which was signed is not really taking root as they expected, and the pre-transitional period is running out, and there are negative speeches and negative activities than peaceful activities that are happening in South Sudan, the latest of which were the rape of big number of women in one day, which really outraged the world. So some of those things, they have really pushed U.S. to come up with a kind of holy statement. They are not new statements.
Now, what do you think is the impact of the change to the government?
The government have been there despite whatever U.S. has been saying all along, including the statement of Nikki Haley when she was still in the U.N. Security Council. The same inflammatory statement like that came out. And the government in Juba continued to exist. It didn't really affect them. So we don't know what will be new this time, because if these are mere statements, I don't see any difference. The government will continue to exist as normal in Juba, and U.S. will continue to give a kind of a statement, unless they have another action which we are yet to know. But if it is mere statement, I don't see any change. I don't see anything new.
What about on the ordinary citizen? Do you think this will have an effect?
Yeah, for the ordinary citizen, when they hear like this, they might think that somebody somewhere is caring for them. And they might think that maybe a rescue could come, especially those who are in the refugee camp and those who are in the IDP camp. They might feel happy about such kind of a statement, because the government from whom they have run away is being cornered somewhere. But that is in theory. But practically, it's a different story altogether. So that happiness might end there when they see that this government is not going anywhere and it is still existing. But the bottom line is that U.S. really want to see peace in South Sudan. And anything that really retracts us from the path of peace, they will always come up and express their anger, express their disappointment in whatever statement they will be using, including the threat to cut the humanitarian assistance, which I don't think U.S. even will do that. They will still continue funding indirectly the humanitarian outreach. Otherwise, they will not be seen as a world leader if they just cut it like that. And they could be blamed that they don't care for humanity anymore. So it's also a threat that they are sending out, and it is a disappointment. But in practical terms, the effect will not be like what we can see from the statement. It will be just like almost normal situations.